Just because they can't see you doesn't mean you don't disappoint. We're talking about Temple of Void, Summon the Slayer, released 2022. This is Blender Style. Enjoy. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Cheers.
So, this is the first album I've heard of Temple of Void.
I was curious.
First time I've ever listened to this band. I've always heard people talk about this band. And I'm a little late to the game with the doom death metal, you know. Mm-hmm. At first, I was kind of off put by even the label. But in recent years, I've been really into like the death doom stuff, you know, Mortiferum, Blood Incantation and stuff.
Okay.
And I've heard people talk about Temple of Void, you know. So I figured I'd try something for the first time with both of you.
That's cool. So you're not familiar with the band?
No, not at all.
Oh, cool.
I've heard people talk about them, but I've never heard them.
Awesome. I have never heard this band. I don't really get into doom death metal, like doomy death metal like this. That's what I would describe this as.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's, you know, it's slow. Casey, have you ever listened to Temple of Void?
No, I'm with you guys both. I've heard of Temple of Void.
See, I haven't even heard of them.
But I've never listened to them. I've heard them brought up in conversation, like as a comparison to something,
mm-hmm.
but never listened to them or even really paid attention to.
And what's funny is this doesn't sound like anything anyone ever compared them to.
Well, when I first...
For me, that I've heard, okay. You know...
When I first started listening to this, the first vibe I get is it kind of reminds me of Frozen Soul. We reviewed their album.
Mm, the and vocals?
Just like that initial vibe. You know what I mean? But unlike Frozen Soul, they don't like ever switch into high mode, high gear.
Uh-huh.
It's just always like pummely slow.
Yeah. Even when they kick into high gear, it's still just a slow double kick.
Dude, it's so slow.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a slow burner, but at the same time, a quick boiler. I don't know how that happens because it's
really chuggy and heavy.
It'll start slow,
mm-hmm.
but then the melodic little rememberable guitar parts come in and stuff like that. And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Each song has like at least one part. You're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It jumped out from the muddy, like slow chug.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not, sure. I like that it's not, I don't really like doom metal that much, just mm-hmm. straight up doom. And I know like some people classify like Black Sabbath and shit. I'm talking about the shit that's like very slow and like Sun.
Almost feels like the drummer's playing off time because there's so much space between his beats.
Yeah, I just can't.
This is as slow I can't as do sun.
This, but this adds like a layer of death metal on top of that slow
yeah,
shit.
For sure.
And it makes it way more palatable to me.
Yeah, the guitar distortion on this album, like through the whole thing, is amazing. I mean, it gives that sense of like being way heavy. Like, this is the distortion you would hear on like a really heavy album or really fast and heavy album.
But it's not
fast. But it's not fast. But it is heavy.
Right.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm at with this one.
Me either, kind of. I'm kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's only like what 40 minutes. So, I mean, I listen to the
that's
shit.
That's what I mean. It's
seven tracks, 40 minutes. Though it's I mean, that's slow. Those are long tracks.
It's slow, but it's not that long for some doom. You know, songs
it doesn't
they're
feel
like
long.
10 minutes. You know,
well, exactly.
I like
yeah.
that it's 40 minutes.
He's cut this. Yeah, it's a little weird actually. Like you feel like it should be longer, but you're glad it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly what, like doom metal. I'm like, I'll do EPs. Like Pig Destroyer's Mass and Volume EP is like doom metal. I'm like, yep. It's one, it's like two songs. That's yep. fine.
Well, I enjoy the second track is the longest one at eight minutes and 8 seconds.
Which is kind of rare within the mm-hmm. genre, I would say.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the genre, so I don't know, but
rare for songs that long?
To be that short.
That short, right,
for,
yeah.
For doom metal, yeah.
It's
yeah,
actually kind of like, a short record.
They're like usually like 10 minutes plus.
Mm-hmm. So,
I like that they're not super long.
This has like some really good like drum tone as well. I mean, we've been talking about how the guitar sounds really chuggy and like heavy and stuff, but the drum tone on this is really good too.
I would agree with you.
And there's some really cool parts that like the bass kind of peaks out.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
everything shines.
It does. It's not, I mean, for how much space there is between everything because of how slow and chuggy it is, it really does a good job of filling it in. But at the same time, to me, there's parts on this that are just repetitive. Mm-hmm. And they almost feel repetitive for the sake of being repetitive. So I'm with you guys. I've never heard this band before. So I kind of started researching and kind of digging into them.
Okay.
And
I'm glad you did.
Universally, this album from fans of this band has gotten a lot of shit.
Really?
Yeah. And so I didn't dig back. Like it took me, this album built on the first time I listened to this, I was like, no, no.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. But by the end of it, because we did this one for what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks almost?
4 weeks, yeah.
It's actually kind of grown on me a little bit.
It's a slow burn.
I kind of started researching into it to see what this band, because this is their fourth album. Release. This is their fourth album, the first album off Relapse Records. The universal consensus from their like hardcore fans is that this is their worst album yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And, so I made it a point for some reason not to look into the, I don't know why I don't.
Well, and so that's usually what I'm kind of getting at.
Usually we do. And I just listened to this record. I'm so glad you did yeah, this. Because now
I kind of want to go back and listen to their earlier stuff because
this
kind of makes me like it more.
This is not my cup of tea. Like this.
It's like this. You like Saint Anger.
This style of music is not my cup of tea. This isn't my thing, but this was good enough to where if this is the worst they've done so far, I really want to see what the previous stuff was.
What if you're picking up the elements that you like about this or what other people think suck?
Well, I'm not saying like, because I didn't read like what they liked or what they didn't like. It's just, it seems like the universal consensus that I've read from the fans of this band are like, this is their weakest album that they sold out. They went way mainstream.
People are saying that. Well, I know it's their first major label release, which is Relapse, which is, you know, it's a bigger label.
But that's what I'm saying. No, this isn't sell out at all. And that's what I'm saying. Like, is it because of something specific in this compared to their previous stuff? I'm interested to find out. I mean, I kind of want to dig into their past stuff now and see.
Maybe we should have done that.
Maybe that'll be our next
more homework on this. Yeah. They do this part in like some of the songs that I really like where it almost sounds like horrifying, like scary music, like haunted house, mm-hmm. like think like a scary movie where things are starting to come unraveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love that sound that some bands capture it. I've heard it in other bands. It's pretty rare to really get that like unnerving sound. And this band does that a couple times on that. Really jumps out at me. It makes me really like this.
I would agree. There's like parts in this that are like peppered in that are just kind of hit, you know, and they're kind of out of nowhere. Right. Because I agree with you. Like I feel like some of this is just kind of,
there's,
starts to sound the same. And then like all of a sudden it starts to get good again.
Which is disappointing because like they could shorten those parts where there's
what parts do you like better?
I like the parts you're talking about where it gets into
the melodic parts and stuff.
And that's what I'm saying. I think when they're doing this
too,
when they're doing this slow grind and they're repeating the same riff, you know, for 2 or 3 minutes or whatever, it gets monotonous. But then they follow it up with something like completely different or they change it up enough to where you're just like, why didn't that just come in, you know, a minute and a half earlier and it would have been great.
Now that you brought up the drums though, you're totally right.
Yeah.
Those drums sound like natural drums.
Yeah, they sound good.
They sound like really they're not good. Coming through a dream.
No, like, and there's like this kind acoustic... of
sounds like it's coming through a dream, and the drums are really like...
Yeah.
It does sound dreamy.
And there's a cool thing, and I don't know if it's an effect or if it's a room, but you could almost hear the room that they recorded the drums in. There's some good reverb on the drums.
But I'm glad it doesn't sound cavernous, because that's a thing right now. It doesn't sound like that.
But the vocals, on the other hand,
those sounds
have that cavernous reverb thing going and it annoys the shit out of me.
I would actually like, okay, so I don't know this if you guys looked it up, but on the last song, Disillusion, the last song, it's an acoustic song.
Oh, the clean one.
Yeah.
So is that the same vocalist that does the...
I don't know.
I don't know why I was in my head like, I'm not going to look at anything with this band. I'm just going to judge it on this album. Yeah, what are you doing? I don't know, trying something different.
It's because you're too damn busy at work the last few weeks.
No, I've listened to this, and at times I was like, kind of upset, you know, like kind of like.
This is a good album for. It's like a. If you're upset, I would recommend this.
It's like almost too upsetting.
The clean song at the end.
It's almost
nice.
So like nightmarish that you don't want to. You don't want to listen to it doing nightmarish shit like that work.
So my thing.
Like, I like listen to this in the shower. Maybe that's why it sounded like a dream.
So my thing with this was like all of our picks for this week were kind of short. I think our total runtime was like maybe an hour and a half total.
Yeah, all 40 minutes.
Or yeah. Something. And so like when I would go out to work, if I had to work out of town, I just put the playlist of the picks for this week, and I hear this album two, maybe three times. And by the second or third time through, I was like, dude, I'm so sick of hearing this. But like the first time you hear it, you're like, oh, this is good. And then it goes again, and it's maybe it's that just repetitiveness of it or whatever.
Yeah, don't listen to it over and over.
Yeah, listen to it once and just like absorb it and then come back to it a few days later.
Go outside.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Come out of the funk.
I kind of really liked The Disillusion. It was almost a Black Sabbath throwback, and I like at first was kind of like, oh, why?
Yeah.
And then it kind of grew on me.
It grew on me, too. Like, I think that's probably my favorite track.
When the last song came up, I was like,
I don't know why.
That's your favorite track, huh?
I think so, because it's just so different from the rest. Like, this album's decent. I mean, it's a good album. But that thing's such a curveball, like, out of nowhere, that it just kind of, like, it's like a breath of fresh air for this thing. It's so different from the rest of it.
That's what I was saying. It's a slow burner, but when it comes to a boil, it's red hot.
Yeah.
Like some of those melodic guitar riffs that they got going on with his vocals that he does the whole time work way better with that dynamic though. Like the heavy, almost hardcore sounding with his vocals there. It's cool. I get it. It's But when there's that melodic sound and he gets in with those vocals, I think that sounds even better.
See,
I like the melodic stuff.
I just can't do that fucking reverb that he's got on the vocals. It just bugs the shit out of me.
It is pretty...
It's heavy. I mean...
Is this Funeral Doom? Is this what Funeral Doom is?
No, I wouldn't call it Funeral Doom, but...
So Doom Metal is like somehow like associated with Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
So Doom, which is sucks because there's like Black Sabbath does not sound like
there's
this.
There's different tiers to every... damn genre, and I hate every tier.
Dude, I just have a problem with this Black Sabbath doom metal thing. There's bands that do this like throwback sound, and they sound like Black Sabbath.
I agree with you 100%.
And then this is also doom metal, but this is there's no riff in this. Like Black Sabbath riff city, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing going on.
And that's what I'm saying. The doomier, like heavier, chuggy parts, I'm like, I don't care. The melodic parts, I like. I think they need to go even more. To that side, imagine it even with the heavier chug with those like cleaner vocals. I don't know, man.
If this was Black Sabbath, it's not.
I'm not trying. I brought up Black Sabbath,
but listen, it's not Paranoid. It's title track Black Sabbath off the first album, where it's all scary. You know what I mean? This is kind of scary. There's parts of it that are just like unnerving. I get why you didn't want to listen to this while you're at work.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hard one to digest, I think.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I digress on this. There's a lot to take in on this album. There's a lot of things to like and a lot of things to dislike. And for me, I really feel like maybe the likes outweigh the dislikes. I mean, I caught myself even to the point where at times the vocals didn't bother me. And that's like my big thing with a band. Like I
started to get it.
I hate the vocals when they layer all this stupid fucking reverb on shit.
I did not expect you to say this. That's crazy.
But there's so much going on with this. Even though it's not fast, it doesn't have all these crazy changeups, which is what my thing is. There's a lot to like in this. And so I gave this a 3.6.
Wow.
This was something that the first time I heard it, I hated it. And by like the fourth or fifth time, I was like, it's tolerable. But it took a lot, like you said, it's a slow burn. It took a while to grow on me. And towards the end there, I even caught myself, like, if I only heard it once that day, the vocals didn't bother me. The slow pace didn't bother me. But if I listened to it more than once during the day, I was annoyed with it.
Interesting.
So it's a weird one for me.
Wow. Wow. As fucking conflicted with this one, guys. I dig the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The horror parts are like brilliant. Like the part, I love those parts. The parts where it sounds like, you know, the end of the world's happening, you know, like someone's like falling into a pit in slow motion, you know, and it just goes black. You know what I mean?
Dreamy.
Yeah. Like nightmarish sounded. Love that. I wish more bands would capture that sound. They try and it comes off like gimmicky. These guys with just those couple songs do it really well, but that's like kind of the only highlight for me on this. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's just, there's just not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Those are the only things I really could talk. Like I have like very few notes on this. Cause mm-hmm. I'm like, those parts jumped out. I dig the vibe. So I got to give this a 2.9 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah. No, respectable score. I think
I'm going to kind of dig into it more, I think. And you know, maybe their other stuff too. But I couldn't, like, I like the sound they're going for. It's just too much doom metal, not enough mm-hmm. death metal. If there was more like chugging and like, if there was just more shit going on, there's just not a lot going on.
So your 2.9, was this something that you settled on 2.9 like the first time you heard it, or did this grow on you?
No, I think it started higher because I was just like, okay, I fucking dig it. And those parts jump out. But as I like analyze it more and more, mm-hmm. I'm like,
so this isn't one of those ones that like maybe, you know, 6 months down the road, you're going to be like, oh, actually, it's a little bit better. It's probably going
to
be there.
I'll probably listen to it 6 months. Like, I feel like this would be better for me just listening to it once through.
Yeah.
And then just putting it away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like, ah, that was a fun, horrifying experience. You know,
I might pick something up from there next time I'm in a cemetery.
Yeah. But when I like meticulously go through it, I'm like, there's not really much here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know I mean, it's a cool vibe though.
Is there really much going on in death?
Well, so
in the band death or in the concept of death?
But on that same note, kind of what you're talking about, that's the biggest gripe that a lot of the fans of their previous work say, is that like this is super simplistic compared to their previous stuff.
Oh, so you did read something about it?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like they complain that this is their worst.
I know you brought it up, but I didn't know that you like.
Yeah, so
in my head, I'm thinking, okay, so if this is the worst one the fans like, then does that mean is it too melodic or is it too death metal?
Yeah, what are they not like?
Yeah, so the consensus, and I mean, there was a bunch of different back and forth on it from what I read, but it just seems like a lot of the complaint wasn't that this was kind of more of a accessible doom metal. It wasn't their normal technical.
What does that mean?
Yeah, and I don't know, because I don't know how you could get technical with this.
These people with their mumbo jumbo words.
They're like, look, they're 8 minute songs. That's accessible.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit through 15 minutes of funeral.
Well, I kind of like that about it.
I do that, like that it's
some people that make music like this, their songs are 12 minutes.
You know what?
And you said there's not much going on. Well, this album's for you because there's not much going on for a short amount of time with some epic melodic parts. And okay. I really want to hear some other shit on it.
But listen, I think that's a good point, because I think sometimes when they do the 15 minute doom metal songs, I think they're achieving more sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like this tried to like boil it down to be like shorter and easier, which I appreciate. I like shorter shit generally, mm-hmm. but maybe you need like the longer grind of doom metal. I don't know.
I think also with this is a new record, and I think a lot of new records that are coming out are way too long. And I think that's because of the pandemic and mm-hmm. stuff. And I think that records have gotten a little too long, and like punk rock, they chop that shit down. I think that's what's going on now. I think people are being punk rock about it and they're doing it their own way. So I do respect that. Not a lot here. I want to see what's next and I want to hear what's before because I haven't heard it. But Casey, dude, I give it a 3.6. Motherfucker! That's never happened that me and Casey have ever been the same, I don't think. Well, okay, so people have talked about this band in a way that I compared them to like Mortiferum or Blood Incantation or Frozen Soul, and this band sounds nothing like any of those bands.
Yeah, not at all.
I mean, Frozen Soul, I mean vocally at points, but musically not the same at all. Mm-mm. I mean, the first track off this, yes, definitely, it almost has like, I was like, what is that, a Slayer riff, like a newer, like,
nah.
And then I was like, no, it's a hardcore riff. It's like a Hatebreed riff. You know what I mean? And like, it was, you know, like I said, like some of the meat and potatoes on this isn't like the best of the meat and potatoes, but there's still meat and potatoes and I'll eat them.
And when you're starting, you know? You'll take what you can
and
get.
And that melodic.
I love meat and potatoes.
That we're talking about this album again. We're supposed to close out. So that was Temple of Void, Summon the Slayer. Thanks for watching. This is Blender Style.
We're Blender Style.
And we blend things. Mm-hmm.